我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，你是被杀的羔羊。
Yes, Lord, you're the Lamb that was slain.
但是权力、智慧、荣耀、尊贵都全是你的。
The power and glory and honor and dominion are all yours.
我们一同在主的面前俯伏敬拜。
We bow before you to worship you together.
主啊，你知道我们每一个人的心，你明白我们每一个人的需要。
Lord, you know our hearts, you know our needs.
我们求主今天早晨借着你的话向我们说话。
Speak to us this morning, Lord, through your word.
按照你的大能，按照你的慈悲怜悯，主你供应我们，你满足我们。
According to your power, according to your grace and love, please fill our needs.
我们一同等候在主您的面前。
Lord, we await you together right now.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 我们现在常常听见说现代的人有很多很多的难处。
We often hear that modern men had many difficulties.
尤其是近年心理学非常的兴旺，但大家都很注意要明白人心中真正的需要是什么。
With the development in psychology, people pay attention to what men really need.
我们发现说人没有安全感。
We feel that men lack security today.
我们也发现说人好像说虽然在物质的文明上面很发达很进步，但是心里常常还是很空虚，也不知道自己在寻找什么。
We find that in spite of the material abundance, there is a void that's inside of us.
我们觉得这个是失丧的、迷失的一代。
We feel that this is the lost generation.
不止年轻人有这样的感想、感受，有个时候我们成年人，我们也有这样的感受。
Not only the young people feel this way, but we adults feel this way as well.
我们也发现人很容易受各样的事情迷惑在当中，我们没有办法摆脱。
We also find that men are often confused by many things.
我们可能受一些的物质或者一些事，甚至一些人所控制、所捆绑，觉得不能够脱离。
We may feel bound by certain things or certain thoughts or certain men.
心理学最近常常用的一个词就是 dependency, 就是依赖。
Dependency is a word that often is used in psychology today.
有一些人依赖酒，有一些人依赖毒物。
Some people depend on alcohol, others depend on illicit drugs.
有一些依赖赌博。
Others depend on gambling.
有一些依赖食物。
Others depend on food.
也有一些依赖别人。
And others depend on other people.
不能从这些当中得到释放，不能自己站立起来。
And these people cannot be delivered from this type of bondage. They cannot stand on their own two feet.
我们有个时候想，如果我们来到教会，一个比较和平，一个比较和谐这么的环境，这样的一个气氛就会比较安全。
Sometimes we feel that if we come to the church in the peaceful atmosphere, we may feel more at peace.
难怪我们底下有很多小朋友，虽然他们的父母没有功夫来，但是他们很愿意我们把他的儿女带到教会来。
There are many children who are downstairs. Their parents aren't here, but the parents are more than willing to send their kids to church.
我相信他们是知道说这样的环境，这样的一个气氛对孩子是有好处的。
Because these parents know that this kind of an atmosphere is good for the kids.
或者在我们当中也有人来到教会，也多多少少有这样的一个思想。
And maybe some of you come to church with this same type of attitude.
就是这一个环境对我们是好的。
That is, this environment, this atmosphere is good for us.
但是今天早晨我要很诚恳地跟各位谈一谈。
But this morning I'd like to be more frank with you.
就是一个环境一个气氛不能够真真正正解决我们人的问题。
That is just an atmosphere, just an environment cannot solve our deep-rooted problems.
圣经告诉我们人根本的问题是因为我们远离了神。
The Bible tells us the basic problem of men is that we have departed from God.
我们远离了他以致我们偏行己路。
We have departed from God's ways, we have walked in our own ways.
因此我们觉得我们是迷失的，我们不晓得方向。
So that's why we feel lost. We don't have a direction to go.
当我们远离神的时候，我们也会落在各种的恶、罪恶、神不喜悦的习惯各种的事情的当中。
And when we are far away from God, we also fall into the trap of all sorts of things that are not pleasing to God.
当我们没有安全感的时候，有时候我们想抓住一些什么东西，可能这个会给我安全，给我保证。
When we lack security, we want to grasp onto something that will give us security.
今天美国很多吸毒的人就是借用毒物，要试图从当中好像找到一点可以满足他的。
Today, many drug addicts in the United States started that way. They want to try to use drugs to satisfy their needs.
这个人心中的问题不但使我们活在地上的日子短短的几十年没有平安。
And the problem in our hearts, it not only causes us lack of peace while we are on earth.
圣经还说罪的工价乃是死。
The Bible further talks about the price, the wages of sin being death.
虽然我们不喜欢提这个字，但是是我们每一个人都没有办法有一天必须要面对的死亡。
Even though we don't like to mention this word, it is something that we cannot avoid facing one day in our lives, and that is death.
那这个事情也造成我们不安，造成我们会恐惧。
And death causes us the greatest ill at peace, the greatest fear.
但是神爱世人。
But God loves the world.
神不但爱我们，他要给我们一个非常彻底的一个解决，一个拯救。
He not only loves us, but he wants to provide a solution that is the most thorough solution of salvation.
而且也只有在他里面是有一个完全的拯救，完全的解决。
And only in God do we find complete salvation.
在主耶稣的福音书里面，在路加福音十三章那里曾经提到这么一件事情。
In Luke chapter 13, Jesus once mentioned.
那时候比拉多，这个是犹太人的罗马的那个巡抚，他对犹太人很不客气，对他们做了一件让他们非常生气的事。
At that time, Pilate, who was the Roman official, did something that really angered the Jews.
他们杀害了一些加利利人，然后把他们的血掺杂在他们献的祭物上面。
Pilate killed some of the Galileans and mixed their blood with the offerings in the temple.
他知道这个是犹太人最最不能够忍受的。
Something like this cannot be endured by the Jews.
就是大家都会公认比拉多这样的作风、这样的做法、这样的作为是人不能够接受的。
This is commonly seen as something that cannot be endured by the people of that day.
那些人可能也解释这些被杀的人一定也是做了很罪孽的事，所以才会受的这么的比拉多这样的对待。
And people also interpreted that maybe the people who were killed did something evil to have this fate came upon them.
但是这些人当这些人就是观察到的人把这件事告诉主耶稣的时候，你知道主耶稣怎么跟他说呢？
But when the people who observed this event told Jesus, what did Jesus say?
主耶稣说，你不要以为这些受害的人，他的罪比众人更多。
Jesus said, don't think that those who were killed had sinned any more than the others.
他说，如果你们不悔改，都要一样的灭亡。
Jesus said, if you do not repent, you shall all likewise perish.
主耶稣说，如果你不悔改，向着这些人来跟他讲的，讲到这么一件好像很非常觉得叫人不能忍受的事，主说，若是你不悔改，也一样的灭亡。
Jesus said, if you don't repent, you will perish just like these people who were so outrageously murdered.
所以今天早晨，当我们思想到说这个社会在我们周遭，在这个美国有很多的问题，我们也需要在我们的心中向主说，主啊，你也让我看见我的需要。
So today, as we see all sorts of social problems around us, we should pray to the Lord that, Lord, help me to see my own problem in my heart.
主说，人如果不悔改，都要死在罪中。
Because Jesus said, if you don't repent, you shall die in your sins.
所以关乎人这些非常在我们的里面心的深处的这些问题，神的解决的办法是说，你们来回转过来。
So the solution, the solution that God has provided is repent and turn back to me.
这个是神拯救的第一步。
This is the first step of salvation.
主耶稣也说，凡是劳苦担重担的，到我这里来，我就给他们有安息。
Jesus also said, you who are heavy burdened, come to me and I will give you rest.
这个悔改是说到一个心思意念的转过来。
Repentance means a turning of heart.
就是承认说主，我是一个罪人，我是无用的，但我要来亲近你。
That is confessing to the Lord that I am a sinner, I am useless, and I come to you for salvation.
求你救我。
Please save me.
差不多二十年以前。
About 20 years ago,
我是一个教徒。
I was a churchgoer.
而且我做了教徒已经有很多年了，那个时候。
In fact, at that time, I had been a churchgoer for many years.
许多时候我天天都会上教堂。
Sometimes I went to the church every single day.
有个时候我教这些小孩子主日学。
Sometimes I would even teach the Sunday school for children.
有个时候我到人的家里去看望他们。
Sometimes I would go on visitations.
我也向主祷告。
I also prayed to the Lord.
但是我是一个教徒。
But I was just a churchgoer.
我心里很渴望，希望知道主他会带领我。
I longed for the Lord's guidance.
但是我没有把握他是不是一定要带领。
But I did not have the assurance that he would lead me.
因为我从来没有悔改，也不知道接受主到我的心中。
Because at that time I had not repented, I had never received Jesus Christ into my heart.
我不明白说真正信主是什么一回事。
I never really understood what trusting the Lord means.
虽然我从十岁我还受过洗。
Even though I was baptized when I was 10 years old.
所以按照一个教徒该做的好像我都做了。
So I've done everything that a churchgoer should do.
可是我心中明白有一些我这些不好的习惯我自己改不了。
But I knew in my heart that there were habits that I needed to change but I could not change.
无论我怎么样的尝试也没有办法。
No matter how hard I tried, I could not break loose of those habits.
我也不缺失地知道主一定会带领我。
And I did not have the assurance that God would lead me.
我更不知道我死了会去哪里。
And I certainly didn't know where I was going after I died.
但是感谢神，有一天他很奇妙地带领我到一个查经的小组，我读到圣经的话，才明白什么叫做信耶稣。
But thanks be to the Lord. One day he led me to a Bible study, and after I read the Bible, I realized what it meant to trust in Jesus Christ.
我相信我们在座的各位都听过很多主耶稣怎么爱我们，为我们舍命，替我们赎罪。
I'm sure those of you here have heard much about what Jesus has done for us, how he has loved us, how he has redeemed us.
就是因为他在十字架上所成就的，我的罪可以得到赦免。
And it was because of what Jesus did on the cross, our sins can be forgiven.
当我愿意回转过来说离弃神不喜悦的事转向神的时候神就无条件地接纳我。
When I was willing to leave that which is displeasing to God and turn back to God, God would accept me.
他看我好像是从来没有犯过罪一样。
And he sees me as if I had never sinned.
这个是很稀奇的事有个时候自己都觉得不可能。
This is a wonderful thing and sometimes it's beyond our comprehension.
但是神的拯救并不停止在这里。
But God's salvation does not stop just right there.
不只是让我的罪得到赦免。
He not only lets my sins to be forgiven.
当我回转，告诉向主呼求说：“主啊，你进到我的心里来。”
When I turn back to God and call out to Him, say, "Lord, come into my heart."
从那个时候，主的灵就住在我的心中。
From that moment on, the Holy Spirit lives within my heart.
我们稍微思考一下主的灵就是万有的主宰创造宇宙万有的主宰他的灵住在我们的心中
Think about this The spirit of the holy God The spirit of the creator God of all universe dwells in my heart
我们时常写信的时候很喜欢基督徒很喜欢在信末写以马内利
We often Christians after we write letters we would finish with the word Emmanuel
那个意思就是主与我们同在。
That word means God with us.
我们用它成为我们的一个祝福的词语。
We use it as a benediction or blessing.
但是我们心中是不是有确实的把握？当我真是悔改转向主的时候，主的确每时每刻白昼黑夜都与我同在呢
？But do we truly have this assurance that after we turn back to God, God is with me day and night?
不是一动一句空洞的话。
It is not just an empty word.
无论我心中的情况怎么样，无论我周遭的环境怎么样。
No matter what my situation is, no matter what my environment is like, God is with me.
也不管我的健康的情况怎么样。
And no matter how my health is, God is with me.
主与我同在。
Yes, God is with me.
你要思想，这是神要为我们预备的那个拯救。
This is the salvation that God has prepared for us.
因为有这一位大能的主住在我们心中的话，我们整个人就真是不一样。
Because of this all-powerful God who dwells within us, we are different.
在罗马书第八章里面是一张很宝贵的圣经。
Romans chapter 7 is a precious, precious chapter. I'm sorry, chapter 8.
其实上一个月我曾经跟大家讲过这一位圣灵怎么使我们胜过罪的权势。
Last month I've talked about how the Holy Spirit has enabled us to overcome sin.
但是我觉得一次这么很短的时间来要一同思考圣灵实在太短了这个时候。
But I feel that the time is too short to adequately meditate on this subject.
所以今天我还是要跟大家再一次继续的思想这个问题。
So today I want to consider this chapter with you once more.
有个时候我们以为圣灵是很奥妙，我们实在不懂到底是怎么一回事。
Sometimes we feel that the Holy Spirit is something that's very mysterious. We don't fully understand it.
不然神的本身的确很奇妙，很奥妙，我们无从完全的了解。
Yes, God himself is mysterious. There's no way we can fully understand him.
但是如果我们能够理解说，当主耶稣在地上的时候，他是有两三年的时间几乎天天都跟门徒在一起。
But if we understand that Jesus spent 2 or 3 years time with his disciples full time,
就是当他亲自成为人在地上的话，他怎么跟他们一起，今天圣灵也同样的可以跟我们这些属于主的人在一起。
Just the same way that Jesus spent time with his disciples while he was on earth, so today the Holy Spirit is spending time with us full time.
如果你我真是确实有一次曾经向主说，主啊，我是一个罪人，你进到我的心中来，那你就有圣灵在你的心中。
If you and I can be sure that we have said to God once upon a time, Lord, I'm a sinner, I repent and return to you, then we can be sure that the Holy Spirit is living within us right now.
虽然圣灵头一次降临的时候是有一个非常奇妙的现象。
Even though the first time that the Holy Spirit came, there was a very wonderful event.
记载在《使徒行传》的第二章。
It was recorded in Acts chapter 2.
当时这些门徒他们一同的在那里祷告。
At that time, the disciples were praying together.
那突然一阵风吹过。
All of a sudden, there was a great wind.
然后有火焰像舌头的样子降临在每一个人的头上。
And there was fire descending upon each man like a tongue.
圣经就说他们满有圣灵。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后他们就不能够禁止自己要去赞美神，述说神奇妙的作为。
And they could not stop themselves to praise God and to speak of the wonderful works of God.
神甚至于给他们有能力说出一些外国的语言来。
And God even gave them power to speak foreign tongues.
这个是圣灵降临的时候很奇妙的现象。
This was the signs and wonders that happened during the first descent of the Holy Spirit.
但是当天当彼得站起来向耶路撒冷所有聚集的人传主的福音的时候，
That day when Peter stood up to preach to all of those people in Jerusalem concerning the gospel,
当他讲到末了，他向他们证实说耶稣就是犹太人所等候的弥赛亚基督。
After he had come to the end of his sermon and prove to the people that Jesus is the Messiah that they have been waiting for.
彼得这么告诉当时的百姓。
Peter told the people of that time.
因为他们听得到，他们扎心，就说我们该怎么办。
The people asked, they were pierced to the heart, they asked, what should we then do?
我请大家一同翻到《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 2.
第三十八节，三十九节。
Verses 38 and 39.
使徒行传第二章三十八三十九节，这个在四福音的后一卷。
Acts chapter 2, verses 38 to 39.
找到的话，我们一同开声来念。
Let us read this together.
彼得说,
Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord has called.
就是主我们神所招来的，请注意幕后的一句，彼得说：“就比领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。”Pay
attention to the phrase that says, "You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们的朋友，我请问你，你有没有份在这句话里面
？Brothers, sisters, and friends, do you think you have a part in this promise?
在这个应许里面，你我有没有份
？Do we have a part in this promise?
你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们的神所招来的。
You and your children and all those who are far off, all those who have been called by the Lord.
我们都是神所招来的，否则我们不会坐在这里。
Yes, we are all called by God, otherwise we won't be sitting here.
神呼召我们做什么？
What did God call us to do?
圣经说我们是蒙天召做圣徒。
The Bible says we're called to be saints.
神让我们有一个机会听到福音，就是他呼召我们。要从世界中分别出来归向他。
God gave us the opportunity to hear the gospel so that we can be separated and be called to be his saints.
什么时候我们真是转向他的时候，圣灵就进到我们心中来，这是他的应许。
God's promise is that whenever we repented, the Holy Spirit will come into our heart.
同样在保罗其他的书信里面也说到，当我们听信福音，我们就领受圣灵。
In other of Paul's epistles, it also says that when we hear the gospel and believed it, we will receive the Holy Spirit.
那这个神的灵住在我们心中，我再重复讲一遍，就是神要拯救我们的一个途径。
And when the Holy Spirit lives within us, this is one way that God saves us.
也可以说是唯一他要拯救我们的途径。
And this is the only way that God saves us.
因为借着他自己住在我们心中，我们这个人才有盼望。
Because it's only through the Holy Spirit living within us that we can have hope.
那我们现在要问一个问题，圣灵在我们心中到底做什么？
Now let us ask this question, what is the Holy Spirit doing within us?
相信我们都会有兴趣知道，或者我已经接受了主的灵在我心中了，或者我还没有，我也想知道到底圣灵在我心中要做什么。
Whether or not you have received the Holy Spirit into your lives, you may ask this question, what is the Holy Spirit doing or going to do in my life?
圣经有很多的经文讲到圣灵。
The Bible talks much about the Holy Spirit.
在主耶稣的福音书里面，约翰福音，主耶稣多次的将他快，当他快要离世的时候，向门徒应许圣灵要来。
Many times before Jesus ascended, he prophesied that the Holy Spirit would come into the disciples' lives.
那在书信里面也有多处提到圣灵。
And the epistles also talk much about the Holy Spirit.
但是今天我们要从罗马书第八章，我们把圣灵在我们心中的工作，我们仔细的来看一看。
But today we're going to look at the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts from Romans chapter 7.
所以请大家再重新翻到罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，我们首先看第三节、第四节。
Romans chapter 8, first let us look at verses 3 to 4.
这个是我上一次跟大家讲过的，但是我稍微温习一下，对不起，是从第二节开始。
Starting from verse 2, this is what I had mentioned last time, but I'll review it with you.
这里说，赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
Because through Christ, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
罪在我们身上的捆绑好像一个律一样，就是没有办法改变的一种情况。
The bondage of sin is like a law. It's something that cannot be changed.
我们必须面对死亡，对我们来说也是一种捆绑，是我们没有办法摆脱的。
The fact that we will face death is something that we cannot escape as well.
但是圣灵来住在我们心中是一个新的律。
But the Holy Spirit indwelling us is a new law.
而这个新的律可以胜过罪的律，也可以胜过死的律。
And this new law can overcome the law of sin and the law of death.
所以第一，我们要明白说，主啊，他的灵在我们心中的时候，就能胜过罪，就能胜过死。
So we need to understand first of all that when His Holy Spirit comes to dwell within our hearts, we can overcome sin and death.
这个跟你我自己本人怎么样没有关系。
It has nothing to do with what we are like ourselves.
无论我是老是少，无论我是强我是弱。
Whether we're old or young, strong or weak.
无论我本来这个生活习惯是怎么样。
No matter what my habits are.
只要我里面有神不喜悦的事，圣灵都能够使我得释放。
As long as there is something within me that's displeasing to God, the Holy Spirit will enable us to overcome that sin.
所以无论是吸毒的、酗酒的、被各样的事物捆绑的人，在主耶稣基督里面就一定有盼望。
So the alcoholics, the drug addicts, no matter what things are binding you, we can be released in Jesus Christ.
上一个月我们不是看见Teen Challenge 那个青年建军中心，他们来跟我们做见证，一些吸毒的人怎么靠着主能够戒毒。
Last month, we heard the testimonies of Teen Challenge, how these drug addicts can be freed from their addiction to drugs.
最近我读到一个人的故事，使我心里很受感动。
Recently, I read a story that was very moving.
这个人叫做 Marvin Booker.
The man's name was Marvin Booker.
他来自一个非常好的家庭，他原来要上大学了。
Came from a good family. He was going into college.
但是二十岁的时候，不晓得怎么，他身上有毒物就被抓起来，后来就下在监狱里。
When he was 20, he was found to have possession of illicit drugs, and he was put into prison.
可是从此以后27年，他就滚滚打转的在监狱，在出监狱，然后贩毒吸毒，就是这么一回事。27年。
For the next 27 years, this man spent his time in and out of prison, in and out of drug addiction.
在1987年，他是等着又要受另外的一次的审判。
In 1987, he was awaiting another sentencing.
那当时他非常的灰心失望，他已经是一个快50岁的人。
He was almost 50 years old. He was so discouraged.
47岁，他想他这么一生就这样过去吗？
He felt that his whole life was about to end.
但是他在监狱里面听过福音。
But he's heard the gospel in prison.
他想，如果耶稣不救他的话，他就没有希望。
And he felt that if Jesus did not save him at that time, he was going to be without hope.
所以他就向主呼求说，主啊，求你救我。
So he called out to the Lord and said, Lord, save me.
我自己一点办法都没有，求你救我。
He said, I am helpless, please save me.
我把我自己完全放在主的手里。
I commit myself completely into your hand.
然后那一次的审问的结果，他还是要坐牢，再坐了一年。
As a result of the sentencing, he spent one more year in prison.
可是在那年当中，他就加入了监狱的福音的工作。
But during that year, he participated in the gospel ministry in the prison.
不但他从心里面觉得自己完全的思想都不一样了。
He felt that from the deepest of his heart, there was a complete change.
他觉得他有责任向周遭比他更年轻的人跟他们做见证，劝他们回转。
He felt an obligation to share the gospel with those who are younger than him in the prison.
所以在那最后的那一年他坐牢的生活，事实上他就不住地为主做见证。
So that his last year in the prison, he continually testified for the Lord.
那当然现在他已经出来了，出来两年了。
Now he has been freed from prison for 2 years.
他就继续为主到处做见证。
And he continued to give testimony for the Lord.
特别帮助这些吸毒的、坐牢的这些人。
And he especially focused on those who were drug addicts in prison.
别人看见他就说他是一个 walking miracle.
People say that he is a walking miracle.
就是他活着站在行着行走在那里，就是一个活生生的神迹。
He's a, indeed a living miracle wherever he goes.
所以圣灵在人的心中可以生发这么奇妙的功效，可以使我们脱离罪，脱离死亡。
So when the Holy Spirit comes within us, it'll enable us to depart from sin and death.
当然这个死亡我们还是要经过。
Of course we will still go through death.
但是圣经应许有一天我们身体要复活。
But one day we will be resurrected as the Bible things that we cannot do ourselves.
当然我们也明白我们每一个信主的人也不是一刹那就我相信包括这个 Marvin Brooker 他一定也有一些的习惯各方面在神的带领之下是渐渐的 改变
Of course the change may not come all of a sudden including this man Marvin Brooker things may need to come gradually step by step
那神怎么改变我们呢
So how did God change us?
圣灵在我们的心中改变我们的思想
The Holy Spirit living within us changes our thoughts.
我相信各位可能你听过很多基督徒的见证说以前他怎么恨恶基督徒怎么不喜欢被他们抓来教堂
I'm sure you've heard testimonies of people who formerly despised Christians and hated coming to church.
可是很奇妙有一天他接受主以后他这样的思想完全改变
But one day after they became Christians, these thoughts all went away.
他变成喜欢他原来不喜欢的
What they did not like to do Now they love to do
他喜欢跟基督徒在一起
They love to spend time with Christians
喜欢祷告喜欢唱诗
They love to praise God They love to pray
这种心思的转变你说谁可以改我们
This kind of a change of heart Is a work of the Holy Spirit
圣灵在我们的心中他改变我们的思想
It is the Holy SpiritIn our hearts, changing our mind, changing our thoughts.
那所以圣经说，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，这个在第五节，罗马书第八章第五节。
So that's why in verse 5 it says, those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires.
随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
Those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires.
就是那些顺从神的，他就会体贴神。我曾经多次读这些圣经，我觉得应该好像要把它反过来似的。
I feel that maybe we should say it another way.
我觉得好像是先体贴，然后我们才去随从啊。
We feel that we should first have our minds set on what the Spirit desires, and then we can live in accordance to the Spirit.
但是渐渐我明白过来。
But gradually I understood.
唯有一个人悔改，愿意随从主的时候，他不会明白什么叫做体贴圣灵。
Unless a person repents and are willing to live in accordance with the Spirit, he will not understand what the Spirit desires.
意思就是说，我们不可能自己改变自己的思想，要我去喜悦我本来不喜悦的那些事。
In other words, we cannot, in our own strength, change our minds, change our desires to be in accordance to the Spirit.
一个本来对神的事没有关心，本来对神所说的话一点都不注意的人，他不可能改变他自己，别人也不可能改变他。
One who originally had no desire concerning spiritual things, cannot be changed overnight by our own strength.
只有当他看见他在神面前是一个罪人，在十字架底下看见主的大爱。
Only when such a person realizes under the shadow of the cross that he is a sinner and he realizes God's love.
然后他转向神的时候,
and then he turns towards God.
他的心思意念就改变。
Then his mind will be changed.
所以是先随从了,然后他才懂得体贴。
So first we need to follow, then we will have our mind changed.
所以圣灵另外的一个工作就是改变我们的心思意念。
So this is another work of the Holy Spirit that is changing our mind.
我不晓得在我们当中，无论我们是信主多久，或者我们到今天仍然还没有信主的，在我们的心思里面，是不是所有的思想、我们的喜好，都是我们自己觉得很满意的呢？
I don't know how long you've been a Christian, but are you satisfied with what you think about with your mind?
若是有一些是我们自己，连我们自己也不喜悦的。那神有办法，圣灵可以改变我们。
If there are things in you that you are not pleased with, then the Holy Spirit can help you change.
我们的心思会影响我们的行为。
And what we think about will definitely change or affect our behavior.
我们怎么想，我们就会怎么做。
How we think will influence the way we walk.
那圣灵另外的一个工作呢，就是帮助我们自识我们的恶行。
Another work of the Holy Spirit is to help us stop our evil deeds.
这个是在第八章的十三节那里。
That is in verse 13.
有一些人一信主以后，他的生命、他的喜好就会有很极大的改变。
There are some people who, after they trust the Lord, their lives will have a dramatic change.
可是可能在他生活里面仍然有一小部分不是那么一下下马上就改变。
But there may be still parts of his life that may not be changed so dramatically.
但是圣灵，我如果我们倚靠圣灵，他能够帮助我们连那些也除去。
But if we trust in the Holy Spirit, He will help us to remove even these misdeeds from our.
所以靠着圣灵自使我们身体的恶行。
So the Spirit helps us put to death the misdeeds of the body.
这个是一个很奇妙的事，但是是我们自己可以经历的。
This is a wonderful thing, and it's something that we can experience ourselves.
我们继续看下去，另外一件对我们非常重要的事，就是圣灵引导我们。
Another very important work of the Holy Spirit is that He guides us.
14节，圣灵引导我们。
Verse 14, the Holy Spirit guides us.
像我跟大家讲，在我还不认识主的时候，我心里渴望主真真正正引导我。
As I shared earlier, before I really knew the Lord, I wished that God could lead me and guide me.
可是我好像瞎眼的人，我没有把握，我也不知道主到底是不是在引导我。
But I was like a blind person. I did not have assurance that God was leading me.
直到我信了主以后，我看见圣经的应许，我才明白。
Until the day that I trusted the Lord and realized His promise.
是神的儿女，他就一定引导。
I realized that He will lead His own children.
这个是神自己的应许。This
is the promise of the Holy Spirit.
我们地上的父母尚且不会带自己的儿女乱闯，带他们到危险的地步。
As parents, earthly parents, we will not lead our children to dangerous places.
何况我们天上的父。
And so much more, the Heavenly Father.
我们能够想象神成为我们的父而不引导我们吗？
Can we imagine that God as our Heavenly Father will not lead us and guide us?
我们可以想象说他救了我们就让我们自生自灭吗？
Can we imagine that God saved us and then allow us to perish on our own?
但是许多时候，因为我们的肉眼看不见神。
But often because we cannot see God with our eyes,
我们就觉得好像神没有在引导我们。
We have the misconception that God is not leading us.
尤其当我们在困苦当中，在患难的当中。
Especially in the midst of tribulations and trials.
那这个世界常常都有困苦患难。
And we will indeed experience tribulations and trials in this world.
好像我们每一个人也都不能免。
We cannot avoid it, any one of us.
因为这个世界本身就是满了这些。
Because the world is filled with these things.
因为我们活在是一个有罪的一个世界。
Because we live in a sinful world.
但是神应许说，他的儿女他一定引导。
But God promises that He will lead His children.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你每一天的生活是不是就是很刻板式的一天一天这样过去？
Do you feel that your daily lives are just a routine day by day?
或者你每一天起床从早， 你就很有把握地知道我的主，我的神，他要引导我今天一天的生活道路。
Or do you have the assurance after you get up every morning that God will lead me today?
有的时候我们提到神的引导，我们特别是针对一些特殊的情况，我要寻求他，我要做一个决定，做一个选择。
Often when we talk about God's guidance, we talk about special situations in which we need to make a decision.
事实上，神的引导是每时每刻。
In reality, God's guidance is moment by moment.
如果我们能够学习在小事上仰望神的引导，我们是更有福的人。
We're even more blessed if we can learn to trust God's guidance in small things in our lives.
因为我们的神不是只是为了特殊的情况。
Because God is not just the God of special situations.
当然，当我们特殊、真是很需要迫切的求的时候，神也同样的跟我们一同的迫切。
Of course, in those special situations, God will guide us if we ask Him.
可是这一位与我们同在、住在我们心中的神，他是时常、经常的引导我们的。
But God who dwells within our hearts guides us constantly, moment by moment.
请问你心里有没有这一个确据、这个把握，你的神常常在引导你？
Let me ask you, do you have that assurance that your God is leading you moment by moment?
那是何等宝贵的事。
It's such a precious promise.
那接着圣灵还做另外一件事，就是他给我们保证，我们是属于神的，是神的儿女，在16节。
Another work of the Holy Spirit is in verse 16 that he promises to us that we are heirs of God.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are children of God.
我跟大家讲到我自己做了很多年的教徒，但是我没有把握我是不是神的儿女。
I shared with you earlier that I was a churchgoer for many years, but I did not have this assurance that I was the child of God.
直到有一天我读到一节圣经。
Until one day I read one scripture.
那节圣经说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
That verse says, whoever receives him, whoever believes in his name, he will give him power to become the children of God.
这个在约翰福音第一章十二节。
It's in John chapter 1 verse 12.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Whoever receives him, whoever believes in his name, he will give him power to become the children of God.
这个保证，这个缺据是从哪里来呢？
Where does this guarantee come from?
是圣灵在我们的心中的一个印证。
It is the Holy Spirit living within our hearts testifying to that fact.
就是好像我们血肉之躯的父母，我们从来不会怀疑说，诶，这个到底是不是我爸爸，是不是我妈妈。
It's like us children, we will never doubt whether our parents are our real parents or not.
除非是什么特殊的情况让我们 分开了。
Unless there was some special situation.
否则你从心里你就有保证，知道说从心的深处知道这是我的父母。
Otherwise you will have an assurance that yes, this is my parents.
所以是神的灵在我们的心中，这个生命的联系让我们有把握知道他是我的父亲。
So when God's Spirit dwells within our hearts, we are connected with God in our lives. We have this assurance that we are God's children.
圣灵的工作还有一样非常的重要。
Another very important work of the Holy Spirit.
也就是刚刚宋秀山弟兄带我们读的在二十六到三十节的那一段经文。
And that is recorded in verses 26 to 30.
那你说况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
It says the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
我们本不晓得当怎么样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express.
这里说到圣灵帮助我们祷告。
Here says that the Spirit intercedes for us.
圣灵替我们祷告啊。
The Holy Spirit prays on our behalf.
就是说在祷告的事上，圣灵有很重要的工作。
It means that in the work of prayer, the Holy Spirit plays an important part.
祷告我们都很熟悉了，我们讲了很多，听了很多。
We're all familiar with prayer. We've heard prayers. We've spoken prayers.
但是我们稍微思想一下，祷告到底是什么？
But let us think, what exactly is prayer?
在我们还不认识主的时候，可能我们稀奇这些基督徒怎么闭下眼睛、低下头，然后喃喃自语，到底他说什么？
Before we were Christians, we probably wondered why these Christians were bowing their heads and speaking to themselves.
Yeah, 以为他们真是自己跟自己说话。
We thought that they were talking to themselves.
但是我们属于主的人，我们知道，当我们安静用心灵诚实开口听我们祷告的，不是我们自己，是天上的神。
But those of us who are Christians, we know that we're not talking to ourselves because God hears our prayers.
所以我们是借着我们的心，借着我们的口，我们要与神亲近。
So through our mouths, through our hearts, we are coming close to God.
那我们明白这个心口一致是多么重要。
We understand it's important to have one heart, to have the accordance of heart and mouth.
那圣灵就是帮助我们在祷告的事上学习。
So the Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray.
在一般的情况，当我们真是开口祷告的时候，圣灵在我们心中提醒我们为什么事情祷告。
And when we pray, the Holy Spirit teaches us what we ought to pray for.
但是也有一些时候，我们受各样的压力困苦，我们到一个地步，甚至于不知道说什么。
But there are also situations where we are under such pressures, we don't even know how to pray.
最近有一位朋友跟我打电话。
Recently, a friend called me on the phone.
他一位主内的朋友，他因为一些问题很难过。
He's a Christian, and because of some things, he was very sorrowful.
他说我只能流泪。
He said, I could only shed tears.
但是你知道，基督徒的流泪，基督徒的叹息，神也看见，也听见。
But you know, even the tears that we shed and the groans that we moan, the Lord will treasure.
不但这样，就是在我们这样叹息愁苦的时候，这里说圣灵借着说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
So even in those situations, here it says the Spirit helps us to, He intercedes for us with groans that are too hard to understand.
我们实在很稀奇，说我们这么一个很微小的人。
We should be amazed that someone who is so minute like us.
我们的难处很多人都不要顾了，除了我们最亲近的人，对不对？
Our difficulties may be so insignificant to other people.
那你说这个 Cincinnati 的市长 Ohio 州的州长或者是美国的政府他要管我的难处吗
Do you think that the mayor of Cincinnati or the governor of Ohio will pay attention to my difficulties?
但是宇宙的主宰他关心
But the Lord of the universe is concerned with my difficulties.
他同我一起叹息
He groans with me.
圣灵在神面前替我祷告
So this is the way that the Holy Spirit prays, intercedes for us before God.
所以甚至于在我们不知道如何祷告的时候，圣灵也在替我们祷告。
Even when we do not know how to pray, the Holy Spirit prays on our behalf.
而且圣灵的祷告肯定会按照神的旨意。
And the Holy Spirit will pray in accordance with God's will for sure.
按照我们的意思，在困苦当中，我们巴不得这个困苦立刻就解决，我想这个就是最好了。
According to our own will, we will wish that the difficulties will pass as soon as possible.
但是有个时候神的旨意可能说还要有一天，还要等两天。
But sometimes God's will is that we persist one more day or two more days.
如果按照我们的旨意，神的计划就没有办法成就了。
And if it was according to our own will, God's will cannot be accomplished.
但是圣灵按照神的旨意为我们祈求。
But the Holy Spirit intercedes for us in accordance with God's will.
但是神的旨意到底是什么呢?
So what is God's will?
我们看这一段最后的几节的圣经，我们很熟悉，希望我们能够清楚地明白它。
Let us look at these familiar verses, the last couple of verses.
第二十八节开始，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
这里告诉我们神不停地做工。
Here it says God is continually working.
而且在所有发生在我们周遭的事情上面，神都在做工。
And in everything that happens to us, God is working.
而这些所有发生在我们周遭的大大小小的事，他们彼此之间的那个关联是和谐的，是互相效力的。
And everything, no matter good or bad, big or small, these things work together for the good.
它互相效力，最终要达到一个目的。
The purpose for these things is what?
什么的目的呢？就是叫爱神的人得益处。
This is for the good of those who love God.
今天在我们的周围，在我们的环境，在我们的生活的环境，是不是有一些问题，有一些的情况叫我们非常的觉得艰难
？Today in our environment, do you feel that there are situations that are too difficult for you?
不要忘记，神还在做工。
Don't forget that God is still working.
所有这些事都必须听神的话。
All these things are commanded by God.
而且他彼此的关系联系起来做工的结果是要叫你得到好处
And the result of all these works of God is that we will benefit
只要你是爱神的人
As long as we love God
这个爱神的人是谁呢
Who are the ones who love God?
下面那节告诉我们
The next verse tells us
就是按他旨意被召的人因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子预先所定下的人又招他们来所招来的人又称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀
These are the ones who have been called according to his purpose for those God foreknew he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son that he might be the firstborn among many brethren and those he predestined he also called those who he called he also justified those who he justified he also glorified
这里说到神一连串的为着你为了我做了几件的事。
Here is a series of things that God has done for you and for me.
我们很难想象神从永恒就认识你认识我。
It's difficult for us to imagine that God knew you and me from eternity past.
因为我们自己活在很短暂的时间的框框里头。
Because we are all living within a very short time span.
但是神知道你也知道我。
But God knows you and me.
然后在不同的时间神呼召你神呼召我。
And in different times God calls you and me.
呼召我们做什么呼召我们来归向他成为他的儿女。
God called you and me to be his children.
然后当我们回应我说主啊我来亲近你。
And then when we respond to God and say to him, Lord, I will come near to you.
神说因为主耶稣的缘故我看你是一个义人。
God said, because of Jesus, what he has done, I consider you righteous in my sight.
从此在你的身上有我的工作。
From now on, my work will start in you.
所有发生在你的事我都有权掌权在当中。
Everything that happens to you will be under my authority.
所有这些事的发生最终都要得到一个结果。
And the result of all these things that happen to you will be
你要越来越像我的爱子主耶稣。
You will become more and more like my son Jesus Christ.
他何等的荣耀。
To be like him in his glory.
他何等的顺服神。
To be like him in his submission.
他何等跟神完全一样的心智。
In his likeness of heart with God.
他何等的满有慈爱怜悯。
In his love and mercy.
他何等谦卑温柔。
In his humility and in his humbleness.
我定义你要像他。
I have purposed that you should become like Jesus Christ.
有一天虽然你要肉体要朽坏离开这个世界。
One day your flesh will depart from this world.
但是圣灵要使你复活你要跟我的爱子同样的享受荣耀复活的身体。
But the Holy Spirit will enable you to resurrect and to enjoy the resurrected glorified body with Jesus Christ.
换句话说你要跟他一同的同享荣耀。
That is, you will enjoy the same glory as Jesus Christ.
在你有限的年日当中你要先尝到一点这一位荣耀的子爱子在你的心中你的生命能够像他。
In your limited life here on earth, you will have a foretaste of what that's like to experience the glory with Christ.
但是在将来的永恒里面你要跟他同享荣耀。
And in eternity, you shall experience that glory with Jesus.
为了这个原因
For this purpose,
在你不会祷告不晓得祷告心里愁苦的时候圣灵要为你祷告
When you don't know how to pray when you're sorrowed in your heart the Spirit will pray on your behalf
为了这个原因
And for this purpose,
我要掌管你一生的日子
I will be in control of all the days of your life
叫万事互相效力
So that all things may work together for good
你的生命要得到我为你所定的这样的一个美好的荣耀
And in your life, you will manifest the glory that I have purposed in you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友
Brother, sister, friends.
还有什么比这个奇妙的拯救更奇妙更宝贵呢
What is more precious and more wonderful than this great salvation?
神还要怎么样来帮助我们呢
How else is God going to help us?
难道他是呼召我们来奉献金钱呼召我们来聚会呼召我们来做事吗
Is God only calling us to come to church, to offer money, to do things for him?
不是，他最重要的，他呼召我们来亲近他。
No, the most important thing that God has called us to is to come close to him.
他愿意借着他的灵住在你的心中。
His Holy Spirit will dwell within you.
一生一世不离开你。
And for all of our lives, he will not depart.
在地上的日子，神时刻与你同在。
While we are on earth, God will be with us.
在他里面我们没有惧怕没有恐慌。
In him, there is no fear.
我们永远有平安永远有安全感。
We will have peace all the days of our lives.
正是世人所没有办法觉得需要的在主耶稣里面都得到。
This is things that the world cannot gain, but we have it all in Jesus Christ.
那这一位圣善的灵住在你的心中他就要引导你每一天的生活带领你的日子。
When the Holy Spirit comes into us, He will guide us every day of our lives.
有什么在你我的生命里面神不喜悦的，他要修正改变。
And he will help us correct that which is displeasing to God in our lives.
那些捆绑我们、控制我们的习惯、思想，他都要纠正过来。
The habits and the thoughts that bound us, the Holy Spirit will help us correct.
那些对我们没有好处、对别人也没有好处的行为，他也要帮助我们、给我们能力改变过来。
The behaviors that are not beneficial to us or to others, he will help us correct.
那有一天我们还要有一个荣耀复活的身体。
And one day we will have a glorified body.
所以死亡对我们没有威胁。
So to us, death is no longer a threat.
因为主在那里等候着我们。
Because the Lord is waiting for us.
我们有一点时间，我们一同祷告在主的面前。
We have some time to spend in prayer before the Lord.
如果我们真是有很久的时候，我们都忽略了、忘记了这一位圣灵在我们心中的工作。
If we have forgotten the work of the Holy Spirit for a long time,
求主帮助我们今天向他转回。
We ask the Lord to help us to turn back to Him.
若是各位的朋友，你从来没有经历过主真真正正与你同在。
If friends, you have never experienced the presence of God in your lives.
你也渴望说有这么的一位奇妙的神住在你的心中。
And you desire that this wonderful God comes into your life.
你现在就可以转向他。
Now you can make that decision.
你告诉他说，主啊，我是一个罪人。
You can tell him, Lord, I'm a sinner.
我不能救自己。
I cannot save myself.
我愿意你来救我。
Please come to save me.
进到我的心中来赦免我的罪。
Come into my heart to forgive my sins.
让圣灵也住在我的心中。
May the Holy Spirit dwell within me.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你。
Lord God, we thank you.
谢谢主，我们的心思意念，我们的祷告，我们的叹息，你都听见。
We thank you that you have heard our prayers and you have seen our thoughts.
我们真渴望能够你自己的旨意成就在我们每一个人的身上。
We wish that your will can be accomplished in our lives.
愿主自己继续教导我们。
Please teach us yourself.
让我们天天都经历你引导我们的生活。
So that daily we will experience your guidance.
让我们天天都经历靠着你我们得胜。
So that daily we experience the victory through you.
那些给我们压力使我们受困苦的那些事。
Those things that cause pressure upon our lives.
让我们能够看见它可以成为我们蒙恩的途径。
Help us to see that these may be channels of blessing.
这样我们就得胜有余。
Help us to be victorious all the more.
我们感谢主。
We thank you.
奉主你自己的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.